Friends are those people who are always at your side when you needed them. They will be with you through thick and thin, at your worst and at your best. They will never abandon you because they love you and care for you. These are the kinds of friends that the paralytic has. They carried and brought the paralytic to Jesus for healing. The crowded people were not a hindrance for this kind and loving friends. They had only one intention: to bring their friends to Jesus so that their friend will be healed, as indicated in our gospel. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they remove the roof above him, and after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he praised them and healed the paralytic man, not only physically, but also spiritually. But the man, the paralytic, has no strength and capacity to be physically present to Jesus without the help of his friends. These four friends were instruments of kindness, and Jesus loved that kind of attitude. By that, the man was healed, and his friends were the channel of that healing. I can imagine when the paralytic man stood up and bring the mat, the friends are so happy. I can imagine. So they were channels of healing. The Lord is asking us to do the same with our family, relatives, and friends. We need to be their strength for them to get up, face again the challenges in life, and move on to become better. More often, we may find ourselves like the four friends in the gospel, in a position to bring others back on their feet, to help them from darkness to light. We need to carry each other's burdens. When we are faithful to that calling, we are following him, our Lord, who said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest." The Lord looks to us to help them, to help him, to carry the burdens of others and to bring them to a greater fullness of life. So, my dear brothers and sisters, are you like the four friends of the paralytic man who carry other people when they needed you? Are you willing to help those who are paralytic, helpless, abandoned, neglected, hopeless, and no strength because of the heavy burdens in their lives? So let us help, care, and love one another and be instruments of healing for others. My friends, let us bring others to Jesus. let us be friends to others.